The Gemara continues in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in the middle of the Baya. If the Mishnah is Lahachzeh Tanan or Lishos Tanan, meaning if the Mishnah is Lahachzeh Tanan, and on that is the discussion of Leitain, but Lishos is Muta Af Bishayin Agar Vekotum, and it's like Hananya, that as long as the Michael is Mavusha Kamaychal Ben Dusoi, so then it's Muta Lishos Af Bishayin Agar Vekotum. Or no, the Mishnah is Lishos Tanan, and not Lahachzeh Tanan, and on Lishos Gufa is the discussion of the Mishnah. So Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the fact there's two bovis must be that it's Lishos Tanan, and the Reish is Lishos, and the Seif is Lahachzeh. Otherwise, it's repetitive if it's both Lahachzeh. So the Gemara, no. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph La'olam Eim Loch Lahachzeh Tanan. And the Mishnah is not repetitive, and La'olam is Lahachzeh Tanan, and it's a raya that the Mishnah is like Hananya, because Lishos, you do not even need Gor V'Kotum if it's Kamaycha Ben Dusoi. The Chesurim Mechz Rav Och Katoni, and this I have to read the Mishnah. Kira Shesikur B'Kasha V'Gvova. If the Kira was, who sacked the fire, was started with Kash and Gvova, with straw, and with stubble. So Machzir No Le'etavshel, you'll have to be Machzir Etavshel, because there's no Chshash, because there's no Shem Yechata, it's not something that remains. B'Gefz V'Eitzim, Lo Yachzir, Atchi Yigrof Ha'chit in the Se'efer. Masha'enkin, when it's Gefes and Eitzim, Yinala b'machzir, Atchi Yigrof, Atchi Yitin Ese'efer, until it's Gor V'Kotum. Avalishois, but this only the Gabi Chazora. Avalishois, but if let's say you will be Masha before Shabbos, Masha naf b'shein Gor V'Kotum, and that would imply like Hananya. Lishois doesn't need Gor V'Kotum. Umayin Mashin, and what are you allowed to be Masha if it's not Gor V'Kotum? And that's a machlokes. Beishame oimim chamen avloi tavshil. Only chamen is permissible because chamen is not something that you will be mechata because it's cooked easily. It's boiling water. It cooks on its own without you being mechatet. Ubeishil oimim chamen v'tavshil. That even tavshil is mutter bishoya. And now the Mishnah goes back to the din chazora. The ha chazora the amgiloch, and that chazora that we said that you have to have has to be gor v'kotum. Lav divri hakol hi. That's not according to everyone. Ela machlokes beshame beshilol. That's gufa machlokes. She beshame oimgim noitlin. Beshame says you're only allowed to remove chamen and tavshel from the kira. That's goruf. Veloy machzirin. But you can never do a chazora on Shabbos, even if it's goruf. Ubeshilol oimgim af machzirin. And the din of chazora is only according to beshilol. They're allowed to be machzir on the kira. That's goruf. So la'olam the Mishnah is lahachzeh tanan, but it's chesu and mechzra, and memela the Mishnah can is even like Hananya that lishois is mashin af bishen agor v'nekotum. So it's still not clear what the Mishnah is. The Gemara is just matcha that la'olam the Mishnah could be going according to Hananya. Zok Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya legabi the Mishnah. The Omer Reb Chelba, Omer Reb Chomer Bagui, Omer Rav loy shonu this din that we say that's permissible in the Mishnah, which we don't yet know if it's talking about shiur chazora, but whatever this din is. We're saying is only muta el al gabo, meaning on top of the kira, where it's not so hot. Ava l'toicha, but if you're putting it directly inside the kira, closer to it, the cholim, then it's also. So now the Gemara makes the cheshbon as follows. I amid bishloma lahachzeh tanan, if the Mishnah is talking about lahachzir, but she is muta, even if it's not gor v'kotum. So memela, this yisoid, that Reb Chelba omer Rav Chama Bagui omer Rav says, is legabe the din of shiur, meaning, a shia on something that's not gor v'kotum is you can be mechalik bin toich al gabo. Hainu de shoni bin toich al gabo. Why? Because when you're being masha b'toich the kira that's not goruf, so that's mamash being matmin inside the gcholim, and that's why we don't allow it only al gabo. Because since we're not talking about gor v'kotum, so mele we only allow the shia al gabo and not b'toicho. Eli amad lishois nan, but if the Mishnah is talking about lishois, and even she is only mutiv, it's gor v'kotum, so ma'ali toicho ma'ali al gabo. If it's gor v'kotum, why should there be any difference between the kira that's goruf if it's toicho al gabo? Bishleimo, if it's the Mishnah is talking about lahachzeh nan, and lishois is mutiv without gor v'kotum, so comes along Rav Chelba, Rav Chia, Chama, Baguio, Rav, and says, this het is only al gaba, not betoicha, because after all, it's not gor v'kotum. But if it's the Mishnah is lishay tanan, then why should you differentiate between al gaba and al toicha and betoicha? On that, the Gemara answers: Mi savad Reb Chelba reishikoi. Why do you assume that Reb Chelba is going on the din of shia on the het of shia that it doesn't need to be gor v'kotum? No, asevikoi. Reb Chelb is going in on the din of Chazara. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim. Beis Hillel that's saying the Sefer Amachzirin. They allow to be Machzir on a Kir that's Garva Kotum. On that, Reb Chelb says, Om Reb Chelb, Om Rav, Chome Bagu Yom Rav, Loishone El Al Gabo. This din of Chazara is only Muta Al Gabo. Aval Etoicha is Osur. And the reason why Letech is also, Rashi learns the sugi is, because it's considered that you're being matmin on Shabbos within the Kira, and I'll be matmin on Shabbos alone. Other Rishonim learn that, no, the word is that it's michzik mevashel. When you're placing an algaba, it's not michzik mevashel. Chazorah betoicha is michzik mevashel. Now, as a machlok is a poiskim alocha lemaisa, like abi chazorah that we do, Zokta Moshe, that the Baal Gemara says, chazorah is only muta algaba and not betoicha, that means you're allowed to be machzik something on top of a blech. But to return something in an oven is considered like toicha. Toicha is also, toicha is always michzik mevashel. Lemaisa, others argued, Shevet HaLevi, other poskim, they say that our tanurim, our ovens, are not like the ovens of Amol, where it's toicha, where it's ala esh. Over here, al gaba and betoicha, both of them, there's a fire that's covered. The oven that we have inside doesn't have a fire that's exposed either. So Mele, the Tanurim Shalonu is not the chisaron of Toichoi, and it would be able to be machzir in the oven also. Ramosh says you're only allowed to be machzir in the Tanur if you mamash have a box. So Mele, that's that type of Toichoi, then will not be considered Toichoi, where it's not on the Eish. You have to like a blech inside the Tanur. But Lemaisa, the others arguing to say that the din of Toichoi would not be applied to our Tanurim. Our tanurim are also like al gabo, which is mutter to be machzir. Zog the Gemara Toshma. Again, we're going to attempt to bring a raya. If our Mishnah is lishois tanan or lahachzir tanan, is the Mishnah like Hanani or not? Toshma shtei kiros hamatimois. If you have two kiros that are side by side, achas guf v'ktuma. One of the kiros is gar v'kotum, v'achas shein guf v'ktuma, and the other one is not gar v'kotum. Mashen agabi guf v'ktuma. You can be masha the pat on the gar v'kotum one, even though it's next to the one that's not gar v'kotum. V'ein mashal she'ein guf v'ein k'tuma. You cannot be mashin the one that's not gar v'kotum. Zog the Gemara, umayin mashin, and what are you allowed to be mashin on the kira that's garuf? Beshame oimim v'loy klum. Here's a new sugya. Here we're saying, Beshame says you can't be mashin anything. Not chamin, not even chamin like the Mishnah. U'beis hilo oimrin, chamin, only chamin, aber loy tafshil. Again, not like beis hilo in the Mishnah that said even tafshil. Okar, if you remove the kira, the kedera of the kira, divre hakol lo yachzir. That means even Beis Hillel agrees that you're not allowed to be machzir. Divre meyer. That's how a meyer learns the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel only allows chamin and not tafshil, and nobody says you're allowed to be machzir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is as follows. Beis Shammai oimim chamin ablo tafshil, only chamin. Like our Mishnah. Ubeis Hillel oimim chamin v'tafshil. And likewise, Beshame Oimim Noitnum V'loy Machzirin, U'Besilom Av Machzirin. That's mamish like our Mishnah, Yudah, the way we have in our Mishnah. Zog the Mori, Iyam B'Shlem Elishois Nan. If you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about Lishois, meaning that only Shia itself is only Mutter, only Nakir, that's Gor V'Kotum, and not like Chananya, so Masisin Mani, so the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we said over here, that the Machlokes Beshame and Beis Hillel is, that is Chamin Mutter, by Kir of Garvakotum, or also a Tafshil. And that's a machlokes by Shia. And by Chazor, the machlokes is if it's Mutter Bichlal to be Machzir or not. Then the Mishnah is very good. It coincides with Rabbi Yehuda. Eli Amad Lahachzir Tanan. But if you're going to say that even the Mishnah is only referring to Chazorah, but she is Mutter without being Garvakotum at all. So the machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel that we have Legabe Chamin alone, or also Tafshil, is Masis and Mani. So that's like whom? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rameyah. Why? Ira Meyer, if the Mishnah is like Rameyah, so Kashla Beishamai Bechodo. So then it's Shver in the din of Shia. Because according to Rameyah, Beishamai says you're not allowed to be Shoya at all. And in the Mishnah, Beishamai says you're allowed to be Shoya Chamin. Even on the Kir that's not Gor V'Kotum. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Shver from two aspects. Side of din Shia and side of din Chazorah. Because according to a mayor, Beis Hillel only allows Shia of a Chamin, even Shia of a Chamin only on a Kir that's Goruf. And the Mishnah, he allows Chamin and Tafshil even on Enegrufa. And the Din Chazor is also Shver. According to a mayor, we're not allowed to be Machzer at all. And in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel clearly allowed Chazor on a Kir that's Goruf Kotum. The Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're going to say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, So kasha gufa ktuma. So it's still shver. It's not kasha tarti, but a gufa ktuma shver. Because if you're going to say the mishnah is lahaksetanan, that means shia is muta afilo be'ena garv v'kotum. So then kasha gufa ktuma over here. Why? Because if you're going to say the mishnah is like chananya, well then it's muta to be masha even on a kira that's not garv v'kotum. And according to the Beis Shammai, chamin, according to Beis Hillel, even the tafshil will be muta. And over here, clearly, Rabbi Yehuda says, they nala be mashan akira, that's not gar v'katum at all. It has to be gar v'katum. So it's kasha, grufa k'tuma. So memela, bishleim, if the mishnah is lishay s'tanan, so it's good, the mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. But if the mishnah is lahakse s'tanan, it's neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Meir. It's neither like Rabbi Meir because it's kasha l'be shamay b'chodo ul'be b'sila b'tarti, and it's neither like Rabbi Yehuda because then kasha grufa k'tuma. Gemara is matchedis raya. Zogmala oilam e malach. That word lahachsitnan and loylam the mishnah coincides chananya and she is muta even in enegar v'katum v'tana didon meaning the tana of our mishnah sovelok Rabbi Yehuda b'chada he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one aspect upolagalei b'chada and he argues him in another aspect. The Gemara explains sovelok Rabbi Yehuda b'chada meaning that the Rabbi Yehuda that says that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is b'chamin v'tavshil. That according to Beis Shammai, you're only allowed to be Masha Chamin. And according to Beis Hillel, even Tavshil, V'noitlin u'machzirin, and also that which he said, that the Machloikas is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, L'gabi Chazor Beis Shabbos, on a Kira that's Goruf, U'poligalei b'chado. That part he agrees, but he argues him on the other aspect. The L'tana didon sovar, L'shoyz apish en gor v'kotum, our Tana holds his mutter to be Shoya, even if it's not gor v'kotum. Rabbi Yehuda sovar b'lishoyz nami, that even by lishoyz, it has to be gor v'kotum in, V'iloy, and if it's not gor v'kotum, then it's not mutter to be Shoya either. So l'oylem it shaykh that the Mishnah is still like Chananya, but in one aspect, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and in one aspect, we argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Now the reason why we're matchik that it should coincide with Chananya, Tosis points out, because Kaimel like Chananya, we paskan like Chananya. So if we paskan like Chananya, so we want to be maimed the Mishnah that Lisha is his mutter, afabish ain't a gar v'kotum. Zog di mori bayeluhu. Mahu lis moich bo. Meaning, are you allowed to place a kedera next to the walls of a kira from the outside? Not al gabo, not betoicho. But we're talking about a kira that's not gar v'kotum. Are you allowed to place misoimich on the side of it? So it's being warmed up from the walls, but it's anat gor v'kotum that you're placing it on top, but it's only from the side. Is the chashash of Shem Yechata, even though it's only from the side. Zogmo toicha v'gabo, the reason why you can't place a toicha and gabo without being gor v'kotum is also why? Because that's behed yechashash of Shem Yechata. Avalis moichbo shapi domi. By shaking it on the side, it's a gilu das that you don't want to be mechata, but right, you put it on the side. Oy domo loishno. No, maybe even lismach will be also. And there's a chashash, even lismach, even on the side, that you might be mechata. Now, this suffix in the Gemara, Tosafot points out, is by ena gruf v'ktuma, say if it's lishos tanan and say if it's lahach zetanan. Either way, the Gemara is mistapik, legabe smicha. Zog the Gemara Toshmal bring you a raya from the following braisa. Shtei kiros hamatimos, the braisa we had before. If you have two kiros that are side by side, achas gufa v'ktuma v'achas ena gruf v'ktuma, one of them is gor v'kotum, one of them is not. Mashan agabe guf v'ktuma, you're allowed to place it and be mash on the gor v'kotum. V'af al gav de kosolik lehav lo mi'idoch. Even though the ena gor v'kotum's heat is going through and penetrating and giving off heat to the kdera that's on the gor v'kotum, which is somuch to it, which is lismoich. So we see that you're allowed to place the kdera on the gor v'kotum, even though the ena gor v'kotum next to it is giving off heat. So we see Lismach Shari. Zog the Gemara, there's no raya. Dilma Shani Hosom. By two Kiris Hamatimois, the Chev and the Medalia Sholit Be'avira. Since, after all, it's higher removed from the fire in the Kira is below inside. Now that you're placing it on the side, but it's above, it's higher removed, it's two Kiris Hamatimois, one Gorf, one not Gorf, and you're placing it on top. So it's not mamash lismoich next to the one that's not gor v'kotum. It's higher removed, elevated, the kedera, and it's on the side. So since it's sholid be'avira, air goes through there, so mele that doesn't give off too much heat, so mele there's no problem of lismoich in such a case. Because being that it's removed and it's sholid be'avira, you're not going to be mechata. It's anyways not giving off so much heat. Mashenkin l'oilam when it's mamish lismach, when it's near the doifen of the kira, so then taka is a chash of shemi chata, and lismach would be also. because it gives off more heat, so maybe you might come to be mechate, and it would be also. Now, the Yisrael Stik of Rashi over here, Rashi says, Mao lismach kedera etzel doifen akira beloy gufa. I lot to be soimach kedera next to the doifen of akira, that's not goruf. Shakira metaltelasi, it's movable, umashim oise gabikaka. So we say gaba in toicho is also why, because that's gaba in toicho. But lismach is shapidomi. Or no, maybe lismach is also also. Zok Rashi, what's called gaba? Oivi svosa, on the thickness of the wall of the rim, or kisu shal chalola. Or if you have a covering over the opening of the kira, that's called al-gaba, and that's called asa. So shteta in Rashi, that if you have a kisui on top of the chalol, which we call a blech, so that would not be considered kotum, that would not be considered gar v'kotum, and it would be considered al-gaba, which is asa. So we see clearly in this Rashi that it's not permissible to place something al-gaba, even if it has a kisui al-gaba, a kisui al-chalola, which we call a blech. Because here we're talking about that it's not gar v'kotum. That's the whole sugya. Not gar v'kotum could be soymich. And on that Rashi says, al-gaba is osur, two cases of al-gaba. One is on the oivis fosa, and one is not on the rim, but one is on a kisur shal chalola. So state on this Rashi, that a kisur shal chalola would be considered, without being gar v'kotum, would be considered would be osur, even though it's a kisui. So we see that a blech l'choy would not help. That's really where the Chazanish comes from, and the Chazanish was machmir by a blech, and similar mitzayin, and he held that it was also. The Meiser of Moshe and other poskim hold that a blech is mutter, and they're makel in the blech, because number one, it's not derech bishul bekach, and avada, this is called a hecker, and it's not similar to what Rashi's saying over here, a kisui al chalola, that's al gaboy. It's much more than a kisui al chalola. It's not derech bishul bekach when you place a blech. So it's a clear hecker, so there's no chash of shami chata. And it has the milo of being gor v'kotum. But this really, Yisoritzik HaMachloikos in the Poiskim, the reason to be machman and blech is because it's similar to what Rashi is saying over here. A kisui al-chalola still is a chisoron of al-gaba when it's not kotum. Zog demo toshma, I'll bring you a raya legabe the suffix of ma'u lismach. The om rav safra, om rav chia, kotmo. If let's say you were koitim the fire, you mean you were mechase the cholim, so v'nislapto, and then it reignited on its own. On its own, it got reignited again. The coals that were left, even though you were koitim them, and you were mitzanin them, and you cover them, but lemaisa, the ketima was nislapto because it was nislapto on its own. So the question is it considered now ketuma or not? So state in the Braise clearly, soim chinlo. You allowed a place next to it. V'kaimin, u'mekaimin olerin. You allowed a place on top of it. You allowed to be mash over there. V'noitim imen. You allowed to remove from there machzirin lo. So we see it's considered ketuma, even though it's nislapta me'aleo. But we see clearly that soimchin is mutter because it blibes ketuma. Shmamino, lismach nami, kotma in, loy kotma loy. The only reason you allowed to be soimach is because it's considered still ketuma, even though it dislapped the meleo, even though it ignited on its own. So we see clearly, smicha will be osur, just like placing something al gaba directly. And the only reason why it's mutter is because kotma and islapto remains kotma because you weren't megaladas, you were melabin it. It was on its own. Beside you did a maisa ketima. So there's no shaf shamichata. And sile gabi chazora, and sile gabi smicha. So we see smicha would have been osur, Mao lismach would have been also if it's not gar v'kotum. Zog di morav l'tameich, and according to you, that all these things are only mutter when it's considered kotum. Noitli mimeno de katoni, that which you're allowed to remove from there is kotma in like kotma loy. Since when you're not allowed to be noitl if it's not kotma? What's the issa to remove something? Elo you must say tana noitlin mishum achzirin. It says noitlin only because of the din of machzirin. Machzirin, you need to have kotma. So hachanami, there's no ra'ay legabi soimchin. Tona soimchin, mishu mekaimin. Lo ilam soimchin is muti imim adat gar v'kotum. It only says soimchin because of mekaimin. And mekaimin, takavada, you need to have that it's gar v'kotum. So, Gemara, you can't compare the two things. Hachi ashto. Hosom, By noitin the machzir and it's taka one or to the other. Noitin the machzir and bechad mokamu, it's on the same place. You remove from one area and you put back in the same spot. So tana noitin mishu machzirin. Ela hocha bechad soimchin bechad mokamu. Mekaimin bechad mokamu. Soimchin is in one place, it's on the side, and mekaimin is on a different place. So it's no shakas one to another. So it can be that soimchin mishu mekaimin. So la oilam, when it says soimchin, it's not mishu mekaimin, but rather soimchin on its own is only muta because it's garve katum. So we see, if not for garve katum, maolism. Lismach would be awesome. Zok tomorrow, my have a lot. What's the mice of the halacha? Legabe this question that we asked. Zok tomorrow, Toshma clearly state in Breiser. Kira, Shesikua, Begepsu, Veitim. Soimchin law, it says black and white, you're allowed to be soimich when it's his school begefes of eitzim, meaning even if it's not gor v'kotum ve'ein mekaimin elam ken gruv v'ktuma. It says clearly mekaimin shia. There's not a kon t'chananya, obviously. Mekaimin is only mutter when it's gor v'kotum. Mashen ken soimchin is mutter even if it's not gor v'kotum. So we see clearly you're allowed to be soimich on a kira that's not gor v'kotum. And then the braisa finishes off chalim she'imamu. If you have coals it's a mitzvah of extinguishing. It's omamu. Or you plot small pieces of pishton, which is also diminishing the fire. Hare ketuma, that's considered ketuma. Ketuma is also when you put na oigash al pishton, or it's chalim she'omamu, that the shalevis is about to get extinguished. That's considered ketuma. But according to we have a raya from here, that when it comes to the din of smicha, it says clearly, soimchin oleo, even if it's not gor v'kotum. Atosha points out that umasik the shori lismach, the maskon is allowed to be soimich, umikomokam ein lomun mikan lismach, eitzel ha'esh. Doesn't mean you can be soimich mamash by the esh, the shiny ocha, the doifnei kira mafsikim ben ha'esh. When you have the doifnei kira that are mafsik, so it's more kal than soimich mamash by the esh. Now this braisa, that the braisa fears zois, Khalim she'imamu shnosel en oir shel piston is considered ketuma. The chiddus in chalim she'imamu is that even though it's me'aleo, if it's on its own, it's getting extinguished. It's not that did in a ma'isa. When you do a ma'isa, you're clearly vising, you're showing that it's lo nichale. So man is no chashem michata. But maybe here it happens on its own. There's no hekem itzad him that he's not nichale. Maybe he will be mechata. So the chiddush says, even if it's omer me'aleho, the fact that I allowed this to happen, that's also considered a nichusa gilu on his part, that he's not looking to be mechata. All right, we'll stop over here. The bottom of Dav Lamed Zayin, Omer Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Omer Reb Yitzchak Ben Nachmeni.